Thanks for the chairman for a nice introduction. And I'm very happy to be here to share with my latest findings in the functional mechanics in liver cancer. Okay. I hope now it's loud enough you can hear me. So my talk will be, the title will be Functions of MAP Kinase, P38 alpha, and GNK in hepatocellular carcinoma development. So first of all, I would like to thank the people who helped me in this project. I would like to thank my director, postdoc director, Mervyn Wagner, and also the whole lab for all the support and help. And also I will thank for my collaborators, Huiping Jiang in Richfield, United States, and Kurt Zatlock in the Medical University of Graz. And finally, I would like to thank for the financial support from EMBO Fellowship and the Marie Curie Fellowship. So I think these slides I can simplify, actually. Hepatocellular carcinoma is a kind of liver cancer, and there are over 600,000 new cases every year worldwide. And the four-year survival rate for HCC is very poor, less than 10%, which ranks it the second most lethal cancer in the world. And there's no efficient systemic therapies available for HCC. And as you may know, that HCC develops as a multi-stage carcinogenesis. And several etiological factors have been identified, like HCV, HBV infections, and chronic alcohol abuse. And this leads to genomic lesions, and finally leads to malignancy in the liver and metastasis to other organs. And many oncogenes and tumor suppressor genes have been identified to be involved in the HCC development. So among them like RAS, MYC, and CJONE, also PIV3. So I'm interested to understand the function of MAP kinase, mitogen-activated protein kinase, in the liver cancer development. So what's MAP kinase? I would like to briefly introduce you. So MAP kinase is located in a very complicated cascade of to transmit the extracellular signals to the intracellular cell functions. MAP kinase has substrates located in the cytoplasmic and also in the nuclear, such as this AP1, CREB, and CMYC transcription factors. When MAP kinase is activated, it will phosphorylate these transcription factors and increase the transcription of many downstream genes. And this will lead to proliferation, apoptosis, and differentiation of the cell. And there are several MAP kinases has been identified in the cell, in mammalians, ERK1-2, ERK5, P38 GNKs. And I will mainly talk about these two MAP kinases in liver cancer. And finally, I would like to point out that, emphasize that these MAP kinases are druggable, which means if you find there's something, they have some function in the liver cancer, probably you have a good chance to target them for the therapy. So my question is, what's the function of P38 alpha? It's a major P38 isoform in the liver, and also my GNK1 and GNK2 in HCC cells. So I'll use the genetic tools, use the mouse strains, the liver-specific deletion of P38, which this is albumin-free, which deletes only in the hepatocytes. So, and this is MX-free P38 flox, which is a mouse line. You can induce the deletion of P38 alpha, this gene, in the hepatocytes and hematopoietic cells. And for the GNK1 and the 2, I will use the straight knockout, the mice without GNK1 or without GNK2. So the HCC mouse model, I will apply a two-step liver carcinogenesis model. You induce the liver with one shot of carcinogen diisonitrosamine at 4 weeks age to the mice. Then you feed the mice with the phenobarbital diet for the rest of life. Then you sacrifice them at the 10 months age. Then you can look, there's a huge amount of HCC development in the liver. So I will separate my talk in two parts. The first part, I will tell you something about the function of p38 alpha, and the second part, the function of GNK1 and 2 in liver cancer. So p35 knockout in the liver, we found that tumors are dramatically enhanced in the knockout mice compared to the control mice, which means p35 plays a tumor suppressor function, because when you remove this gene, when you have more tumors. And you know that the tumors are developed, can be regulated by enhanced proliferation or reduced apoptosis or other angiogenesis or inflammation. So we look at these parameters. What's the most important thing to us is the enhanced proliferation, as I show you by the KS7 staining. It's a proliferative marker of the cells. And you can see that dramatically increase the positive KI67 cells in the knockout tumors, which means the increase the tumor growth in the knockout mice probably correlated with enhanced proliferation of tumor cells. So then we are interested to know what could be the mechanism leads to the enhanced proliferation of these cells, tumor cells. So what we have found is the enhanced GNK and the CJON pathway in the knockout tumors. As you can see here, always compare the paired normal tumors from the control mice and the knockout mice, control mice, knockout mice, control mice, knockout mice, and the tumor from this CJON staining of the normal mice, the control mice, knockout, control, knockout, control, knockout. So this pathway is dramatically enhanced in the p35 knockout liver tumors. So you may probably know that the GNK CJON pathway is involved in both cell death and cell proliferation. So then we asked, does this increase the GNK CJON pathway leads to enhanced tumor growth in the p35 knockout liver? So we applied this inducible double knockout. We delete p35 and CJON in the mice to see if we can rescue the phenotype. So this is the phenotype, the result in the double knockout. You can see that the tumors are dramatically reduced in the CJON and the p35 double knockout mice, which argues, which is correlate with actually the proliferation is more or less the same, but with a much more enhanced cell death in the tumors. So this strongly argues that CJON plays a dominant role downstream of p38 pathway and promotes liver cancer development. So I would like to briefly summary my first part. P38 alpha suppress DNA-induced liver cancer development by antagonize the CJON, GNK CJON pathway. So then now you are wondering what's the function of the GNK in the liver cancer. And this is exactly the second part I want to tell you. So there are two GNKs, GNK1 and 2. We did the same DNA protocol to the GNK knockout mice and the GNK2 knockout mice. As you can see clearly here, in the GNK knockout mice, or GNK1 knockout mice, there's dramatically reduced tumor development in the knockout mice, while in the GNK2 knockout, there are more or less the same tumor development in the liver. And this is because of reduced tumor proliferation, reduced proliferation of tumor cells in the GNK1 knockout tumors, but not in the GNK2 knockout tumors, as I show you by the KS7 here, 7 staining here. So to understand what's the mechanism underlying in the reduced proliferation of GNK1 tumors, we look at the different pathways, and we end up with this mechanism. So what we have seen is a reduced c-MYC expression in the GNK1 knockout and the enhanced P21 expression. And this is also right in the mRNA level, as I show you by the quantitative RT-PCR, measures the mRNA level in the tumors, and reduce the c-MYC, enhance the P21. So the molecular pathway of this MYC and P21 is like this. So c-MYC, it suppress the P21 expression. CMIC is a transcription factor. It can suppress or repress the transcription level of P21. And P21 is a well-known cell cycle inhibitor in the proliferation. So then we ask the question, could this enhance the P21 in the GNK knockout mice? Is the cause that we see reduced proliferation? To answer this question, we applied the double knockout GNK1 and the P21 double knockout. So as you can see here, in the double knockout, the tumors goes back as the control mice, which strongly indicates that the P21 is the major downstream target of the GNK1. So as I told you at the beginning of the introduction, these MAP kinase is druggable. So we have the GNK plays like an oncogene function, oncogenic function in the liver cancer. So we have a quite good specific peptide which inhibits the GNK kinase activity. So we decided to apply this peptide to the DNA induced mouse, the liver in the mouse, liver cancer in the mouse. So again, we use the DN model. 4 weeks, you give the mice DN, then you feed the mice with phenobarbital. In this time, you give the mice DGNK peptide, I1 peptide twice a week for the three months. Then you sacrifice the mice to look at what happens in the tumor development. And as you can see here, the mice with the DGNK1 treatment, it's the peptide inhibitor GNK activity, you can see that the tumors only the tumor level, the mass, total mass of tumors only have half of the level of the control mice. And this is because of the reduced tumor size, not because of the reduced tumor numbers, as you can see here. And when we look close to the tumors, you can see that the PGNK, GNK activity is dramatically reduced in the treated cancers. And the Ki-67 staining showed that these cancers also has less proliferation. So all I have shown you is mainly in the mouse model. Now I want to show you one piece of data that links to the human. So we had a collaboration to have the chance to analyze the GNK activity in the human liver cancer. As you can see here, the PGNK, the GNK activity, dramatically increased in the human liver cancers. More than half out of the 53 human HCC samples we have looked at, 28 has increased the PGNK activity, which gives a very good indication that this pathway is probably also involved in human liver cancer development. So I would like to summarize the second part. GNK promotes liver cancer cell proliferation through repressing the P21 expression and appears to be a valuable target for HCC therapy. And I would like to end up my talk with this model. P38 alpha antagonizes the GNK P-CJON pathway, and enhance the GNK CJON pathway will lead to enhanced proliferation in the tumors. And the GNK can also antagonize the P21 expression, which can lead also to the increased proliferation in the tumors. And I will end up here, and thanks for your attention. I would like to take questions.